Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and joining us at this time is filmmaker Matthias Sebacher, one of this year's Future Frames. And Future Frames, of course, is the annual showcase organized by the European Film Promotion in collaboration with the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival. Matthias, thank you for joining us.
Hello, Matt. Thank you for having me.
It's a real pleasure to have you here. So you are one of this year's Future Frames. First of all, congratulations. How does that feel?
It feels great. It's actually the first time my film's going to premiere.
Oh, that's exciting.
So that's going to be, it had like an online premiere sort of at a festival, but it's the first time I'm going to be able to see it in a cinema and with an audience.
That's pretty exciting. First theatrical premiere. Okay, cool. So we're going to talk about that short film a little later on. But first, this is a good opportunity for me to find out more about yourself, because this is the first time we speak. So what are the origins of your interest in cinema? And what do you feel has kind of inspired you to pursue your ambition to becoming a filmmaker?
I think my interest comes from photography mainly. And also I was in an art school when I was like 14 years old. And we had video classes. So that's where I kind of gone from my interest to photography to also have that interest in moving images.
Can you tell us a little bit about the film that you will be, presenting in Karlovy Vary? Home is where the scars are from.
Mm-hmm. It's a social realistic family drama, some elements of surrealistic dream sequences, I would say. And it's about Andy, who's a squatter and living in an occupied building. And all of a sudden, one night, his sister comes out of a misery to him in the squat building. Mm-hmm. With her son, who is 4 years at the time. Yeah, they have to cope with the situation in a way, and Andy is starting to be like the uncle he is and kind of a kindergartner in this strange setting for a child.
Yeah.
Which is obviously interesting for a young child, and he does not really mind where he is, and for him it's just kind of fun.
This is a drama about people living on the edge of society, right? So, I mean, do you feel particularly sensible to these people and these stories?
Yeah, I guess so. I never really thought about it, but now that you say it, I guess it's like this. I feel like I'm also kind of living on the edge of society sometimes. So
how
maybe
so?
That fits. I don't know. I just do what my head tells me to do sometimes. And that's not always the most social thing. So like the last 1.5 years, I just locked myself up basically in my atelier and made ceramic art.
But why do you think that is? Do you feel the need to lock yourself away from the world?
No, not in particular, no. I think sometimes I just have to do things and don't really know why. I also do like the ceramic things. I try to not think about it. I just tried to do it.
Do you feel that kind of impacts your work as a filmmaker then? I mean, because filmmaking requires, I guess, working with people, and it's just kind of an interesting dynamic there.
I think it was also for me to take some time off from filmmaking, because I was kind of frustrated in a way that my film didn't get to any festivals, obviously, because of the pandemic.
Ah, right, yeah.
So I think I just needed to do something else for some time.
Can you tell me a little more about squatting in Austria, right?
Mm-hmm. It's in Austria, it's not that common anymore. It's kind of forbidden in a way. So if you would occupy a building, I think probably 1 week the latest, or two weeks the latest, after that the police would arrive and kick you out of the building. There are some kind of occupied houses still left in Vienna, but they got contracts with the owners of the houses. So that's not really what you call an occupied house, but they come from being an occupied house.
But is there a housing crisis in Austria that is worth kind of exploring and representing at this moment, do you feel?
Well, I think there is globally with the rent prices always going higher and a lot of houses just stay are empty. I don't feel that it's in Vienna particularly, because Vienna through the socialist parties that have been most of the times in Vienna in the political power, they made these it's called Gemeindebau in German. I don't know how to translate it, but it's like a social. They are social buildings for people that don't really have a lot of money, and you can apply for them. And so that's one thing that Vienna is really special in a way. Yeah, that, I think that's also the one of the reasons why there is not really a lot of squatters in Vienna, because relatively the rent prices are cheap compared to the bigger cities in Europe.
Do you feel that social consciousness is an important part of your filmmaking?
Yes, I would say so. And also trying to have respect for anybody. Not always easy, but at least we should try to do it.
You also wrote the screenplay for the film. Can you tell me a little bit about how your writing process, let's say?
Well, it started with a video I saw from Vice Media. It was about squatters in London, and they squatted rich buildings or buildings that represent something, like state-owned buildings. And what really intrigued me about this video was the guy that this was really, let's say, the main character of the video. He was very sympathetic. He seemed very intelligent and had also a great kind of humor for me. And that's where when I dove deeper into the squatting and all of this kind of stuff. And then I did a lot of research in Austria also, because there was one squat where the police had about 3,000 people to evict, I don't know, 20 or 30 people from the house. And that's where I had a lot of material to get from for the specific Austrian touch of the film. Yeah, and in the beginning, I just wanted to make a kind of a political film about squatting. After I turned to the characters, that more and more got away from me. So I concentrated more on the characters and on their personal stories. And what I wanted to know was who and why people live in squats, and not so much about the political aspect anymore.
Do you feel there's a lot of prejudice when it comes to squatters?
Yeah, also I was prejudiced because, as I said, this guy from the video, he was very sympathetic, and I didn't really expect that from a squatter, but I didn't really think about squatting that much. But for me, in Austria, it was mostly, or the picture I had from squatters was punks that drink alcohol and sit around. Not that they are bad in any way, but that was kind of the imagination I had. And as soon as you research, you find a lot of interesting people and a lot of interesting stories about these people. So that prejudice is really not justified, I would say.
Getting back to you, what is your future ambition as a filmmaker then? Have you got anything in mind, any projects that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah. I mean, this film I'm in Kalovivari with, it came from a long version of the same film. And I just condensed it because I had to make my thesis film at the Film Academy. So maybe at some point I will get back to that. But now I'm researching for a documentary about nomads. So it's also kind of connected to the squatting in a way.
Yeah.
Because they are also kind of nomads, these squatters. But it's pretty early in the researching, and I'm not really sure where it's going to go. the project about the nomads. But I have researched about one interesting or some interesting nomadic peoples. The one is they're called Changpa, and they live in northern India, in the Himalayas,
right,
on about 4,000 to 6,000 meters. Sorry, not feet. And what is really interesting is that if those peoples wouldn't be there, then that land would go back to nature and not being civilized anymore, because nobody would dare to be in this landscape. So yeah, that's really interesting for me, and I'm looking forward to research a bit more about that.
That sounds interesting. So you're interested in both fiction and documentary?
Yeah, I really wasn't that much interested in documentaries, but it came like the last years, because you're a lot more free to go wherever and have a much smaller team, and that short film was really a big team and a lot of fuss. I don't know how to say it. And yeah, it was really a lot of work for me, because I also had to be the producer at some point. So I wanted to do something very simple and not with a lot of technical needs or technical, you know what I mean.
Thanks very much for joining us. Thanks. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I wish you all the best in Carlo Vivari.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.